The elderly woman comments dryly as she totters out of the church following the casket.
They come in threes, you know.
Who is she, I wonder, in my Aunt Angela's life? Her frame so old it's reversed motion, the bones growing small again.
Always come in threes.
Huh. Does she know about Marcia, my same-age friend who surrendered her breast and then, just last week, her breath? The same day that we got word that Aunt Angela was slipping away. Cancer, oldness, the inevitable, the unstoppable. I'm really attending too many funerals. Almost dripping in the Louisiana humidity, I hug Aunt Angela's friends, thank them for their hospitality and the two differing directions to the New Orleans airport. I'll be back home in time for our condo's walking group, which is what we do every... Oh. At a red light, my body falls forward till my forehead rests on the steering wheel. Suddenly, I'm hit with the clarity that there are a lot of everys in my life. Every Sunday, my husband and I go to the movies with friends. And almost every Friday, I babysit my grandchildren. Every Tuesday, my husband bowls and I have my reading group. And then every Saturday, we play cards with. And every summer, we go to... What was missing here? Excitement? Challenge? Uncertainty. Yeah. At the next corner, I surrender to a crazy impulse, cut through a supermarket parking lot and, turning the car in the opposite direction, head onto US 11 towards Mississippi.